pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joe Mann, please have the roll call.
Member Rick Samuda?
Here.
Member Matt Weir?
Here.
Member Susan Court?
Here.
Member Justin Engel?
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer?
Here.
Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the Township of Derry to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. I also like to announce that prior to tonight's meeting, we met in executive session for the purpose of discussing legal and personnel issues. I'd like to turn our attention now to the visitor and public comments and ask if anyone wishes to address the board supervisors, that they approach the podium, identify themselves by name and their address, and if be so kind as to limit their remarks to 3 minutes or less, it would be greatly appreciated. Seeing none, we'll move to the next item on the agenda, the adoption of minutes for March 27, 2018 Board of Supervisors meeting. I'll entertain a motion to adopt those minutes. Moved by Mr. Engel, seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. New business, A1 through 2, extension of time in which a condition of approval is to be addressed regarding a waiver from filing a land development plan for the temporary structure located on the Hershey Town Square property, formerly referred to as the post office draft.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is related to the temporary housing for the post office building. We've extended this one time before. Obviously, the project is moving forward, and I do believe that this will be the last extension. They are requesting an extension until August 28th of 2018. This is just, quite frankly, housekeeping to keep the post office operating and to keep the agreements in place.
Any questions for Ms. Herman? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion that the Board of Supervisors grant an extension of the deadline until August 28th, 2018 for Hershey DTC LP to remove the temporary structure or to obtain approval for a land development plan for the retention of the temporary structure on the Hershey Town Square site. So I'll make that motion. Any second? Second by Mr. Engel. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Item B, 1 through 5, modification to conditions of approval for the preliminary final subdivision plan for Hershey Developers LLC, plat number 1290. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On January 23rd, the Board of Supervisors approved the plan that's projected on the screen. It created two new building lots and created a lot around an existing lot. Part of this plan was some land swaps between the chateau and the neighbor across the street also had piece of property that extended across the street that was absorbed as part of this, as part of this subdivision. One of the two of the waivers that were granted during the subdivision were related to curbing along Sand Hill Road and sidewalks along Sand Hill Road, and they were granted as deferments conditioned upon the developer entering into agreement with the township to put the curbs or sidewalks in the future. The Chateau at Hershey was a player in this development only for the sake of swapping land. They are, unwilling to sign the future sidewalk agreement. The developer, who is vested in the project, has offered to pay the fee in lieu of, in other words, to seek a complete waiver of sidewalk along the frontage of the Chateau. That fee in lieu of would be $5,657.48. Staff is supportive of granting that fee, would like to keep the deferment for the other three lots because I can see someday in the future some type of trail coming up through here, but for the sake of getting the plan done, I think the waiver is about the only other option the township would have to keep the plan moving forward.
Any thoughts or comments?
I look at that site with the school down there and very flat area, we're going to be creating a bottleneck in any trail system without having that waiver. Isn't that correct? The other side is pretty steep. You're not going to get much of a sidewalk or trail on the other side of the road.
So what the waiver does is it doesn't prohibit us from in the future putting in sidewalk. It just means that the Chateau is not going to pay for it. So it's not an exclusion that sidewalk will never ever be there. That's, you know, up to the township and their ordinances. It's just a way of moving this plan forward. Now, I don't know another way to move the plan forward.
And there's nothing the right of way for us to come back and do that at some point, is that right?
I think the right of way there is very thin. It may involve some additional, well, no, I'm sorry. No, the right of way dedication was done as part of this plan. So there would be ample right of way. And the right of way dedication was actually done as part of the Chateau project. As you can see, the right of way from the edge of road is fairly substantial in front of the property. So there would be space there.
So we get the money today based on RS means, is that how we still do it?
Yep.
But based on building a flat sidewalk on flat land, right? So it would be more expensive to come back and do it.
Without overhead and profit.
Yeah. Right.
It's a tool.
Yeah.
Can be used to.
And under what scenario can you see some type of pathway there?
You know, in our official map, this is actually, I believe, slated as an on-road bike trail on the official map. But I could see, because of proximity to Shanks Park and so on, in some future point, not any maybe not my lifetime here at the township, but I could see a trail system coming through the properties. Sand Hill's one of the connections, you know, from town out this way. One of the few.
Refresh my memory. How did the Chateau get involved with that? Because there was a land swap?
That's correct. So as you can see on this, the Chateau property had come to a point into these properties and cut off some of the road frontage. In order to do the three lots, they needed to obtain road frontage to meet the minimum road frontage. Also, the property across the street had this piece of land that extended to that side. Once the subdivision was done, if you can see between these two, what happened to the lot line. So the Chateau gave up this triangle, which brought their property under the subdivision land development.
And there was no deferment from when that was developed, right? They're not subject to any deferment now.
That was developed long before we did deferments.
Yeah.
Chuck, any recommendations from you?
I'm recommending, again, you know, for the sake of having the three lots move forward, this property's been looked at a few times for development. This is a reasonable development. And if the Chateau is unwilling to do the deferment, I think for the sake of the three lots, we accept the fee in lieu of. We have plenty of places in the township to put that towards that's going to be meaningful in my term here with the township of the real projects that we would do now.
And then we're not really giving up anything that we had before.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So I note that there are two aspects of that, that the applicant reimburses the township for the cost incurred in reviewing the waiver adjustment earlier than May 10th, 2018, and that the fee in lieu of the installation of sidewalks, walkways, or bicycle paths be paid no later than July 23rd, 2018.
That's correct, and those dates are consistent with the other approvals granted to the plan.
Okay. Any other questions or comments for Chuck? Mm-hmm. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion that the waivers of section 185-22 subsection E5 regarding the installation of curbing in section 185-34, subsection A1 regarding the installation of sidewalks, walkways, and or bicycle paths for the Chateau Hershey property frontage along Sand Hill Road for the preliminary final subdivision plan for Hershey Developers LLC, plat number 1290, be approved subject to compliance with the two items A and B we just mentioned. Under the department head recommendations. It's a mouthful.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Mr. Engel will make that motion. Seconded by Mr. Zabuda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. And that motion carries unanimously. Item C1, authorization to conduct the annual Memorial Day Parade on Monday, May 28th, 2018 2018, at 10 a.m. Matt?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is our annual request to conduct the Memorial Day Parade this year on Memorial Day, May 28th, at 10 a.m. The route and the staging area will be the same as in previous years, being the Recreation Center. The parade group will leave the Rec Center, head north on Coco, make an immediate left onto Elm, follow Elm to Ridge, make a right on Ridge to Chocolate, and follow Chocolate back to Coco Avenue to the Recreation Center. Another note, as soon as the parade does disband, as we've done in all the years previous, we'll be having our Memorial Day ceremony at the War Memorial in front of the Recreation Center at approximately 11:15 or whenever the parade disbands. So we're requesting authorization to conduct that annual event.
Very well. Any questions or comments from Mr. Mandan? I'll move that the authorization to conduct the 2018 Memorial Day Parade be hereby approved. Any seconds?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Ms. Cord. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that motion carries unanimously. Items? Yes, I was going to say. D1 through 25, permission to hold a fireworks display at Hershey Park on the evening of July 4th, 2018, which is a Wednesday evening. Mr. Nagley, is that your item?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is Hershey Park's annual request for fireworks on July 4th, rain day July 5th. The township made has an additional insured, and they called me to tell me they guarantee there will be no fire this year.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Nagley? Not, entertain a motion that you approve request to hold fireworks display at Hershey Park on Wednesday, July 4th, 2018.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court. I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously as well. Items E1 through 4, authorization for a civic banner to be placed in the grass area adjacent to the Antique Automobile Club of America building along Route 322. Mr. Emmerich.
As I believe the board's aware, civic banners are approved by the board, and in this case it's for the Elegance, which supports juvenile diabetes, among other charities. The 2018 fundraiser will be June 8th through the 10th. The applicant is asked to put up these banners along their, in front of their headquarters on Governor Road. They will put them up not more than 30 days prior to the event, and they will remove them within 2 days following the event. And just for the sake of the site plan, it'll be somewhere in the grass area.
Any questions or comments? If not, I'll entertain. I'm sorry.
As long as they check the spelling before they print it.
Oh, was it bad? I'll try and pass that one.
Unless there's a different way of spelling concourse.
Pass that on. It's just part of the service we offer here.
We'll approve it if they fix the spelling.
I'll entertain a motion that the Elegance of Hershey 2018 banner be authorized to be placed in the grass area adjacent to the AACA building along Route 322.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Court. I'll second it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. And the last item on the agenda, F2, proclamation supporting equal pay for women in the workforce in Derry Township, and I'm observing Tuesday, April 10, 2018, Equal Pay Day.
Yes, we've been asked to proclaim today Equal Pay Day in Derry Township, and that's in support of equal pay for women. The proclamation is included in your packet.
Did we previously approve
last year?
Resolution?
Last year we did it by proclamation.
And is that being asked this year?
Yes.
For proclamation?
Mm-hmm.
Has anything changed?
Probably just the date, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Right, the date changes each year based on when they come up with the calculation of when it's, you know, the day.
The anniversary, yeah.
Yeah. So the day that women would be making the
statements. Right.
How long it takes.
Thank you. You can explain it better.
To
correct.
Make the statements met by the end of the last year,
right.
The previous year.
Okay. All right. Any Questions or comments on this item?
Did the date get any better this year?
Pennsylvania's at 79% of what Pennsylvania women on average.
But did the date get any sooner this year than last year? Do you remember what date did we do it last year? Do you recall?
It was later in April.
Was it? Yeah. Okay. So,
take that as a very small
victory. Very small. A few days.
We hope to see you next January.
I'll entertain a motion that the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors support the Pennsylvania Equal Pay Day proclamation and proclaims April 10, 2018 Equal Pay Day in Derry Township.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Engel.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. Zamuda and Mr. Weir. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and that passes unanimously. Next item on the agenda is correspondence and board and committee information. I'll start with my left, Mr. Zamuda. Anything to report?
Nothing, but by the way, the word concourse was spelled correctly. It's the French spelling, concourse.
Is it really?
Galaconce, yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah, because it's pronounced elegance, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's yeah, it's Galaconce, yeah.
Well,
right.
I have nothing
this evening. This morning.
Nothing.
Jim?
Okay.
We'll start with reports. Police chief?
Nothing this evening.
Fire department?
I have nothing this evening.
Clark, public works.
You might see some activity out of the pond here in the next week or two. We're preparing to take some of the material that washed in there over last summer's rains out. So if you get any questions why the pond water is a little low, we'll left it down so we can get out that material and get it out starting tomorrow, the day after, whatever. That's all.
Thank you.
Nothing,
Ben.
Thank you.
Gary?
I have nothing. Thank you.
Matt?
Nothing to add this evening, Ben.
Matt Adam? Anything for Matt? Chuck?
Nothing. Thank you.
Lauren?
Not tonight.
Bill?
Nothing. Thanks.
All right. Well, yes. Hearing nothing, then we turn next on our agenda to the second visitor in public comments. If anybody wishes to address board supervisors, please address them. Thank you very much. I stand corrected. I'll entertain a motion to approve accounts payable in the amount of $364,631.45 and payroll in the amount of $336,485.32. Moved by Mr. Weir. I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And accounts payable and payroll is hereby approved. Now, turning to visitor and public comments, anybody wishing to address the board supervisors, please present yourself to the podium, identify yourself by name and address, and if you'd be so kind as to limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less, I'd greatly appreciate it. Anyone? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Engel.
Second
by Mr. Mizuda. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed.